Okay, so what do you see up here? What's this? Greetings and ham. How many of you have read that? All right, I see a lot of hands up. You've read that. Who's this guy right here? Sam.
I am.
There you go. Sam, I am. Okay, here we are. We're going to do a little trivia here. You got the first part right. Sam, I am. Okay, Sam is short for what?
Samuel.
Samuel. You're right. Good. Okay, a little harder. Samuel means that name. What does that mean? Have I stumped you? Samuel. Come on, you that had the Old Testament for seminary last year. Remember, the woman prays for a child and she has Samuel. So in our scripture it says heard of God. If you go elsewhere, they also say it could mean name of God. Samuel, name of God. Interesting, huh? Okay, one more. I am. I am. Who is I am?
God.
Where'd you get that?
From Gideon.
Gideon.
No, not Gideon.
Moses. Moses, there you are. Give him a treat, someone. Open up your bag and give him a treat. Yeah, it is Moses, right? He goes, okay, God, I'll go do it, but who should I tell him sent me? And he says, I am that I am. Tell him that I am sent you. And I am is very similar to Jehovah, the self-existent one. So Sam I am means God's name is Jehovah. Oh, isn't that cool? Now, I mean, we could go on and on with parallels between the gospel and Dr. Seuss. But I don't think Dr. Seuss was a closet Mormon. I don't think he was a closet prophet. I don't think he was trying to teach you the gospel. He was trying to entertain you, and he was trying to give you a moral. Usually he had a moral in the story. And so I don't want to take this too far. That was just a fun little thing. Let's not take it too far, though. Where is the main source of gospel truth? The scriptures. That's where we go for gospel truth. But today we're talking about Dr. Seuss, so let's have some fun. Let's start there, and then we'll go to the scriptures. We'll do it a little backwards today, okay? So I need a reader.